Today's story, Jane Goodall. From Little People, Big Dreams. Jane Goodall was born in London, in England. When she was one, her father gave her a cuddly toy chimpanzee. She called it Jubilee. Some people thought it would scare her, but she loved it and it fostered her early love of animals. From a young age, Jane dreamt of living in Africa, where she could watch and write about animals. She wanted to live in the jungle with wild chimpanzees, just like the heroes of her bedtime stories, Tarzan and Jane. Jane's mother encouraged her dream and told her she must never give up. But when Jane left school, she couldn't afford to go to university to follow her dream, so she worked hard to save enough money. She saved every penny she had until she could buy a boat ticket to Kenya in Africa. When she arrived, Jane met a well-known scientist called Dr. Louis Leakey. He was looking for a chimpanzee researcher willing to study them in the wild. He thought that they could learn about humans by studying apes. It was the opportunity Jane had been waiting for. So Jane took another journey to the shores of Gombe in Tanzania. To start with, she couldn't see any chimpanzees, but she had the feeling that they were near, watching her. She decided to sit quietly in the same spot day after day. Finally, a small group of chimpanzees appeared and let her sit with them. Jane had been accepted into the family. Instead of numbering them, as all other scientists did, Jane decided to give every chimpanzee a name. There was David Greybeard, Flo, Flint, Fifi and Gigi. By watching them carefully, she noticed that some chimps were kind, quiet and generous, whilst others were bullies. It seemed that humans and chimps were not so different after all. Jane made another incredible discovery. Chimpanzees could make their own tools. This was something only humans were thought to do. Jane's talent was quickly recognised by Cambridge University. Here, she studied for her doctorate in animal behaviour, and it wasn't long before she wrote her first article for one of the most famous science magazines. She became a world-leading expert on chimpanzees. Jane continued to study chimps in the Gombe for 40 years, but jungles were starting to disappear across Africa, which put all animals in danger. She knew she had to do something. Jane joined countless projects to protect nature. She was no longer just a courageous researcher, but also the most determined wildlife defender the world had ever seen. And the little girl who loved animals challenges us to be kind to nature. Because if chimpanzees can live in harmony with their environment, we can too. I hope you enjoyed that inspirational story. And don't forget, never give up.